Triple J, it's Veronica and Lewis.
And Fisher joins you right now from the Grammys. Where exactly are you? Describe where you are.
Mate, I've just dead set. I'm inside near the red carpet. We've had a hell time. I've been mingling with everyone and, it's been wild.
What's been your favourite part of the Grammys so far?
To be honest, getting a beer.
Do you not get a beer while you're sitting there?
No. The whole red carpet is dead serious in there. It's full on. They're shoving and pushing you to the next interview. And me and my fiance, we were like, geez, we dead set thought it was going to be a cruisy one. But no, when they get you on that red carpet, it's full on go, 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 let's go. And there's definitely no beers on that thing.
You were saying on Sunrise that you were keen to hang out with Cardi B. Has that happened yet?
Not yet, but I will find her. Don't you worry about this. I will find her. I heard she's going to the after party I'm going to, so I'll definitely get down and shake some shit with her.
Yeah, we were watching you this morning just to see how you were feeling and saw that you nearly got yourself into some strife.
You're a superstar in the dance world.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I'm not yet. I'm just pushing the buttons and going back and... Oh.
And he's also got very colourful language, which I didn't mention to him before.
Is Koshy fuming at you?
Oh, mate, at the end, she was like, you're lucky they like you over there in Australia. I was like, I'm so sorry. But you know what? The first thing she said to me was, don't swear. Don't put that in Fish's mind, otherwise he's done. The first thing's going to be like an F-bomb. You know what I mean? I was like, oh. And then there you go. See, I swore then when I told myself don't swear. It already happened. So I was like, oh. But yeah, no. But she looked at me and laughed, and we had a bit of a laugh and a crack. Actually, to be honest, that was my funnest interview. And it, you know?
No, savage.
There you go. It was Australians giving me the interview. There you go, you know? So no, the red carpet was epic.
So we've seen you at the Arias before. You were there last year. What's the biggest difference between the Arias and the Grammys so far?
The A-list.
What, you mean Keith Urban isn't there?
I haven't seen him yet. Mate, I remember at the Arias, though, he played his song for about 30 seconds. I was like, what's going on here, buddy? But I was like, no, definitely just seeing it. It's really glitz and glamour over here. They put it on. And not that the Arias don't. The Arias are amazing as well. But it's definitely the big smoke over here, let me tell you.
We haven't talked to you since the Hottest 100 day, where Losing It came in number 2, which is absolutely massive. Congratulations.
Where was the call? Oh. Where was the call? You rang everyone else but the Fish.
Do you know what? This is the truth. This is the truth.
No. The most upsetting bit for me was I couldn't believe that Triple J didn't give the Fish a call coming in second. I was waiting. I had the phone there. My girl's like, they're going to call you. I was like, nah, they didn't call. I was like, wow, this is heavy.
Wow, because she was texting in too, actually.
She was, mate. She was the most excited person there. No, I'm only joking. It was unbelievable. Like, seriously, I was in London and I'd finished playing. And then when it got to, like, the top 5, I was like, geez, am I getting in here? And then Childish Gambino got in there and I was like, what's going to happen? And then, yeah, basically, as soon as I heard my tune in the background while you guys are talking over it, I just kind of was like, here it is. So, yeah, to get second's unbelievable, to be honest.
So do you know much about Ocean Alley?
Not at all. I know that they're from the Northern Beaches. And to be honest, I love the tune, too. The tune was amazing. And, good on them. Fair play. I was stoked for them as well. And I was just stoked at an Australian one, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, I was stoked for them. And the only thing that I was bummed about, really, was I wasn't in Australia for it, because I've been listening to Triple J since I was a grom, running around in my undies. And for me not to be there to experience getting second is pretty wild. So that was the only bummer I can bring out of that. But the rest of it's been amazing. Like, everywhere I've been going lately, people have been, congratulations on number 2, Triple J. I reckon in Australia, even if I won a Grammy and brought it back, they wouldn't even know what that thing is. But they know what Triple J, the countdown is. They're like, yes, number 2, you beauty.
Well, when you come back, we can recreate it. We'll get you in running around in your undies. We'll get us saying number 2. Fish is losing it. We'll make sure you get that moment.
Yeah, no, I just want to say thanks for the support. And I love you guys at home. And, you little beauty, let's rip in.
Veronica and Lewis on Triple J.